And welcome back here to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben. And Roman, looking at that Giants injury report, we've heard Tom Coughlin say that there are three guys who will not practice today: Phillips, Bradshaw, and Amukamara, and Nix is going to be limited. Which one of those guys kind of strikes you as most interesting?
Well, it's really Bradshaw. You know, Bradshaw's a very tough guy. I mean, this guy's smelling 1,000 yards. He's about 140 yards away, so, and he doesn't want to be denied. So I think Bradshaw's a guy that he's going to play with anything, so you really won't know until game day.
Yeah, that knee is obviously acting up, and you just don't know what will keep him out of the lineup. Now, in talking about the Giants and Falcons on Sunday, you have to look at the standings before you do anything else, and you realize that the Giants still have a one-game lead in the NFC East.
Yeah, it's very, very tight. Obviously, the Giants are 8-5. Dallas, Washington are 7-6. Pittsburgh plays Dallas this week. And then, you know, you assume Washington is going to beat the Cleveland Browns. But again, Giants have to take care of their own business because you have a very good Atlanta Falcons team. They have to play in their place on Sunday.
Now, one of the guys who has to step up for the Giants, especially if Bradshaw's down, is David Wilson. But he doesn't only do it in the backfield. He does it on special teams as well. Roman, you can't ask for anything more from this kid. He helped the Giants get an average start of midfield against the Saints the other day.
Yeah, every time the Giants got the ball, Paul, they were on the Saints' 49-yard line, and that was because of the returns. Jernigan also had a big return when you almost pooch-kicked it away from Wilson to Jernigan. But again, we've seen these runs all year, whether it was a holding call or one tackle away from David Wilson breaking it. And that really gave him the confidence when he did get the ball on regular downs to break him and explode. I mean, a lot of those tosses led the way by Heinoski, Booth on a couple of those carries. So David Wilson, the confidence from the kickoff return gave him that ability to break that one for 52 yards.
Yeah, he had over 300 all-purpose yards in the game.
That's
it was
amazing.
Truly incredible to watch. Now, for the season, Roman, 41 carries from scrimmage, and he's got four runs of a minimum of 20 yards. How much does he carry the ball this weekend?
Well, I'm not afraid of the carries. I think he can get 20, 25 carries, but it's on the road in Atlanta. When you're checking out of that run into a blitz, is it a blitz that he can recognize and pick up? I mean, that's going to be very huge. 20 runs is one thing. Three blitz pickups is actually more important than how many runs he gets.
Now, one thing that was not a surprise against the Saints, the Giants' turnover machine was at its best once again for the season. They are tied with New England, leading the NFL in creating turnovers.
Yeah, the forced fumbles, fumble recoveries. I mean, Stevie Brown, how much can we say about him this year again? Seven interceptions, second in the league in interceptions. Can you imagine? This guy's going to get some Pro Bowl votes, Paul. So, I mean, this defense, led by Perry Fuel, and what he orchestrates from the sideline is a swarm and opportunistic, and it showed last Sunday against the Saints.
Another constant, Roman, which is not a good thing, is that the Giants are still getting up a lot of yardage on the ground defensively. 4.7 yards per carry, one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, 4.7 yards, 123 yards on the ground, 22nd in the league. That's not really where you want to be as a defense. I mean, coming off a 200-yarder against the Redskins last week, again, more yards on the ground this week. This defense is designed to hit the backfield, get sacks, and obviously stop the run.
All right, we got a Twitter question to go to here. Dreads Monster says, how concerned should Giants fans be that OC, Tuck, and JPP have only a combined 15.5 sacks through 13 games? What do you think?
Look, every week you're hoping that the sacks pick up. OC Meora said it 2 weeks ago. He said, we're designed to get sacks in the second half to play by lead. That's what we want. They don't want to be knuckling up against double tight ends and having teams run down their throats. So, but you stop the run, you will get your sacks in the second half.
Yeah, but the good news is the Giants scored 52 points against New Orleans, the most since they had 55 against the Green Bay Packers back in 1986. And if the Giants' offense is going to click like that and Eli Manning's going to throw four touchdown passes, well, then maybe they don't need to get a whole lot of sacks on the other quarterback. Roman Oben and Paul Dottino with you here on Giants Press Conference Live. When we come back, we will delve into the Atlanta Falcons. Stay with us on MSG.
Hi, I'm Deirdre Imus. I'm the president of the Deirdre Imus Environmental Health Center at Hackensack University Medical Center. And I'm here to talk to you about our game plan for keeping it green. To keep it green, you consider your entire lifestyle to be green. So that would be your food sources, your cleaning products, your home environment. Benefits of eating organic local foods are enormous. because, again, you avoid those conventionally grown fruits and vegetables that contain a lot of harmful chemicals that are known carcinogens. So you want to end contributing to the plastic bottle waste overload. And instead, there are so many healthy choices. We need to stay hydrated, but let's stay hydrated in a healthy way. So you can use a reusable bottle or BPA-free plastic bottles, glass bottles, or even the best, I think, are stainless steel bottles. Again, it will prevent the leaching of other chemicals into your water.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live here on MSG. You know, you're talking about an Atlanta Falcons team that is 11-2, but Roman, they've played only three teams with winning records, the Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Washington Redskins, and the latter two are only a game over 500 apiece.
Well, you know, going into this season, they didn't win the division last year. The Saints won it, so they weren't going to get those division winners on the other side. But again, they're 11-2, 6-0 at home, as you said. And they've earned every one of those games, and they're the top of the NFC, so they're a team that's a force to be reckoned with.
Now, they basically go how Matty Ice goes, Matt Ryan, their quarterback, and, you know, they're coming off this bad loss to the Carolina Panthers, and in his last four games, he's thrown four touchdown passes and seven picks.
And look, Matt Ryan, I think he unfairly gets criticized for what he hasn't done in January, but during the season, he's a very solid, smart player. I mean, 67% of his passes completed, and he's third in the league in yardage, so he's a pretty good quarterback. So a lot of that criticism comes in January, but it's December, and he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's one of those fantasy football quarterbacks. Now, when he does throw it, he's got a couple of really great targets in Jones and White. Between the two of them, they've got 10 100-yard games.
Yeah, I mean, Roddy White gets all those good intermediate passes, a lot of those comebacks. He comes across the field. He's great with yards after the catch. And Julio Jones is just a flat-out top-end speed guy that can go to distance anytime he catches the ball. So it's a great 1-2 punch for Matt Ryan. And it's a really, really a good formidable team that they formed down in Atlanta.
And lest we not forget about that tight end, who I'm still not sure if Tony Gonzalez is human after all of these years. You know, he's got a couple of 100-yard games and leads all NFL tight ends this year with 57 receptions for a first down.
Look, Tony Gonzalez got to Atlanta when he was 32 years old. He's 36 years old. He's got 80 balls this year. He's smart, his hands, he's reliable. He's probably forgotten more defenses than you and I know, realistically, but he's a good red zone target, and he finds those soft spots in coverage. He's still averaging about 10 yards a catch every time you throw the ball to him, so he's great at moving the chains.
Now, a lot of times when you see a team with a dynamic passing offense, it can mean that their running game isn't so good. And with the Falcons, they're only averaging a little over 3.5 yards a carry. Turner seems to be slowing down, but Rodgers is picking things up over the last three games, averaging over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, Jaquizz Rodgers, he's an electrifying guy. He's short, a little compact, but he's got speed, and he's good on the perimeter. A lot of the plays that you've seen this year, he uses his body well, uses those sidelines, whether it's a pitch to the outside, good lead blocking. I mean, he gets that yards after contact, and for a small guy, he's a guy that kind of maximizes his ability for that Falcons offense.
All right, let's flip it to the other side, and on defense, they've got Moore and Deku, who are two of the better young safeties in the league. They're kind of weak on the corners, and they don't get a whole lot of pass rush.
Well, they're smart. They play well together. They're always better at home. So these are two safeties. You go downfield, you're going to have to find ways to either get in front of them with your tight ends, Mark Taylor's Bennett, or get behind them with some deep balls.
And then finally, against the run, they are giving up an average of 5 yards a carry, 31st in the NFL, Roman. Does that scream run the ball?
Well, they're right behind the Giants defensively in run defense, so you're going to have to find a way to get them involved. And obviously, again, John Abraham on the road, 34 years old. He's gotten a lot of sacks. And that's a guy who's a force to be reckoned with as well.
Yeah, 10 sacks and 4 forced fumbles for the former Jet. Well, that'll do it for this week for Roman Oben. I'm Paul Dottino. Glad you'll be with us on Giants Press Conference Live. Enjoy the game, the Giants and the Falcons, Sunday from the Georgia Dome.